sit up straight. Push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. And we're going to start with three really deep breaths. So go ahead and inhale very, very deep. And now retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. And now one more deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel and inhabit the whole body as you're retaining the breath. And now exhale, extending out the length of the exhale. And now one more deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale, extending out the length of the exhale. Okay, good. Okay. So go ahead and imagine yourself as a child between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. In a totally safe place, go ahead and bring up that imaginal scene right now. And now go ahead and imagine just one perfect nurturer. So this perfect nurturer is attentive, ideally suited to you, totally safe. And there's this quality of connection. So go ahead and imagine the perfect nurturer now. Notice that there's this quality of sweet and trustworthy interest in you. And then I'll add, best not to base it on your actual parent or anybody that you know. This should be just an imaginal kind of perfect figure. Go ahead and develop the scene. And now notice how this sweet, trustworthy interest that the perfect nurturer has in you assures you of your safety. Really see that now. Shape and reshape the scene in such a way that you really feel safe and protected. And then I'll add, there might be aspects of this meditation that are hard for you to do. That is not a problem. Always let the perfect nurturer know of the difficulty. And you might even write down whatever the difficulty is, because that helps us diagnose what it is that you need to keep working on, keep developing. Okay. So there you are with the perfect nurturers. They're just so attentive. Their interest is so clear and sweet and trustworthy, and you feel safe. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. And also, now notice how they're just also very interested in you. And they kind of lean in. They say, oh, what's happening? What's on your mind? And they really get it. They know what's coming up for you. And here you can do a dialogue. Let them know what's coming up for you. And then see how they respond. Go ahead and take a minute with that. That's right, just so interested. So attentive. What is it that's on your mind that you need to share with them? Go ahead and do that now. That's right. And you know, they lean in, they tilt the head. Just so interested. They really get it. And also now have them give you physical affection, physical soothing in a way that's just right for you. And here at this point, you can bring in another perfect nurturer, but it doesn't matter. Just shape the scene in such a way that it works for you. You can have one, two, or multiple perfect nurturers in this scene. Notice the attentiveness. Notice the looks on their faces. Notice how they track you. They're looking at you in the eyes in a really sweet and supportive way. Notice all this clearly. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. Okay. And now we're going to work on receiving compassion. So now bring up some sort of upset. Something that really troubles you. Maybe a negative pattern that's repeated throughout life, or maybe some sort of need that was never met as from your childhood. Bring that up now. And then go ahead and express that. You could even say it out loud. And now see how the perfect nurturers really get it. They really want to understand. They lean in, they tilt the head. They might say, "Oh, so what I hear you saying is such and such, and that you feel such and such way. Is that right? Am I getting it right?" Go ahead and develop that scene. Keep developing the scene. Now, also have them give you physical affection to help soothe you. They see that this has really been difficult for you. That's totally okay. And they're just totally present, totally attentive, totally attuned. Try to keep developing the scene. What is it that you need to tell them? What is it that they need to say to you? And now also see this clearly. What is on their mind is this: we love you, and how can we help? That's all that they care about. So keep developing the scene. They also know that around the suffering that you're not to blame, that it's okay, that this is all part of life, but that also all of that is over now. You're with them. I really take that in. And now here, see the attentiveness on their faces. See the sweetness. Now also notice how this love is totally unconditional. That they totally accept you. Now, really take that in, see that in the scene. That's right. Keep going. Shape and reshape the scene in such a way to get your needs met. That's right. You're just so attentive. And what is it that you need to express, and how is it that they respond to really support you? Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. And now notice, I mean, so you've gotten a lot of good care at this point. And now notice how that is helping you come back into emotional regulation. You're starting to feel better. And now the perfect nurturers see that. And that is a delight. They're so happy that you're starting to feel better now. And now also get this sense that, oh yeah, this is a shared experience. Notice how when you were upset, the perfect nurturers weren't upset, but they had a embodied reaction to your upset. That there was, you know, a concern, a little bit of a worry, that they were so attentive. Then, and that there was a kind of synchronization of body states when you were upset. And how they moved you to this place of greater emotional regulation. And now you're feeling better. You can see how what a delight that is. And then that's another shared experience. This is another moment of synchronization. Now that you're feeling better, you both have this shared experience of feeling better. Really feel into that. They're just so happy you're feeling better. That's right. Keep going. And now, once again, feel into this sense of belonging. You and your perfect nurturers are a family. Now, really feel into that. Good. Okay. And now, this might seem a little bit weird, but bring up some part of yourself that you're very ashamed of, some part of yourself that you kind of reject, or a part of yourself that you think that others might reject in you. So bring that up. And now have the perfect nurturers see that part of yourself. And sure, maybe this part of yourself or your behavior wasn't very good, or maybe it was a mistake what you did. But notice how the fundamental posture of love, receptivity, responsiveness, and just the desire to be with you and help you does not change whatsoever. That the perfect nurturers are still there and would never abandon you. Go ahead and see this very, very clearly. Develop the scene in such a way that this is really clear and obvious to you, that no matter what, you'll never be abandoned, that the perfect nurturers fundamentally view you as just fine, totally okay. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right, keep going. And now really see on their faces how their fundamental posture towards you has not changed. That they're just totally receptive, totally loving towards you, totally accepting. Really take that in. That's right, keep going. And now here, if you'd like, you can kind of dialogue with the perfect nurturers about this aspect of yourself that you're not so proud of. They listen attentively, non-judgmentally. And now they respond in just the right way. And you can keep explaining your side of it, keep discussing it. That's right. Keep going. Keep working through this issue with the perfect nurturers and just seeing their receptivity and their just desire to help. Go ahead and develop the scene. That's right, keep going. Okay, good. So here in a moment, we'll bring this scene to a close. So go ahead and shape the scene in such a way that you have some closure around it. That's right. Okay, good. So now we'll do a different scene. And here, once again, we're going to experience the unconditional love of the perfect nurturer. Okay, so here, present in a way to them that you would expect would result in rejection. So maybe being really tantrumy, being really angry, pouty, difficult, obstinate. Go ahead and bring up that behavior in front of the perfect nurturers. You can even be angry at them. Here we're just kind of you're going to do like kind of protest behaviors. And now notice how they firstly they understand what's going on. You're upset. And now see how on their end, they only have two thoughts. We love you. How can we help? Go ahead and see that. Notice how even when you present the worst side of yourself that you're accepted and attuned with and helped. Go ahead and see this clearly now. See how they don't take it personally that you're upset, that simply this just means that there's some suffering. And they just attune to that and want to help move you through that. So shape the scene in such a way to get your needs met. Okay. And now also notice how this is a shared experience. That when you were upset, they were also aroused. They were, this was kind of excitatory. They're like, oh dear, what's happening? That they attuned to you. And that with this attunement, with this care, with this unconditional acceptance, that both of you started coming back into emotional regulation. All of you started calming down. And now you're back into feeling well. You're back into emotional regulation. And this is another shared experience. Now, really feel into that. Feel into the sense of belonging. Really take that in. And also reflect, aha, I showed my worst part of myself. I was really a bear. I was really difficult. And I was just attended to and accepted and attuned with. I was not rejected. I was not abandoned. Go ahead and see that clearly. Notice the effect that this has on the body and the mind. Really taking that in. Okay, good. And now we'll move on to a different scene. So here in this scene, you're going to play and explore. So here, go and develop a play or an exploration scene where you're doing something that's of personal interest to you, and now you lead the play. So go ahead and develop that now. And now the perfect nurturers can either play with you, but again, you direct the play, or they can sit on the sidelines watching attentively. And now notice how interested they are. Notice, oh, they just delight in you. So attentive, so interested. They're thinking, oh, well, what will my child discover next? And now, as you're playing and exploring, you can really feel the support. You can feel this delight. And now, notice how they are very interested in the creativity of your play. That the way that you're going about your play is very particular. That there is an expression of your best self in your play. There's this creative mark that you are leaving on your play and on your explorations. And they see that. And this is a particular delight for them. What a delight. And you can just see their attentiveness. You can see it on their faces. And now notice how this helps you explore all the way out to your very limits. Okay, and now imagine that you're done with your explorations. And that you come back to them and then you report on what all you discovered. Go ahead and develop that scene. And now you can really see on their faces how they're tracking exactly what you're saying. You're saying something like, and then this happened, and then this happened. And they're raising their eyebrows, looking at you so intensely. Oh, what next? What next? What did you discover? Really see that clearly. And now really feel into what it's like to get this type of support, to be interested in this way. And they also see that you're really coming along well. There's this total confidence in you. And now, here, once again, notice the synchronization of both mental and physical states. Both of you, all of you are excited about your explorations. all of you feel good about your trajectory of learning and discovery. I really feel into that. You now see how also this reinforces a sense of belonging. Really feel into that. That's right. Really taking that out. And now put the explorations to the side, let that fade. And now notice how you, your very being, is a great joy to these perfect nurturers. Go ahead and see that. To be clear, what you do is a delight, is a joy, but also your very being is a source of happiness for them. Now go ahead and see that clearly right now. Feel into how your very being creates happiness in them. See how this joy and this delight is about you. Now see this very, very clearly. There is nothing subtle about this. What a delight. Okay, good. And now make a deep impression of that. And here in a moment, we'll wrap up the meditation. But before we do, imagine that you step outside of the meditation and now you look back at the meditation. And here the mind has this posture of openness, seeing all the context, very broad, very wise. What were the insights? What did you take from this meditation? What did you learn? Also, in the case that there was resistance or objections or you struggled with some aspect of the meditation, that's not bad. That's not bad at all. That is actually diagnostically useful. It will help you figure out what aspect of attachment you need to do some extra work on. So that's also totally fine. Okay, good. So we'll go ahead and wrap that up. I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.